Good morning. We'll start our service today with number 53 in the Gray Hymnal. 53, I sing the mighty power of God. If you'd stand, we'll sing all three verses of 53. Would you open us in prayer this morning?
Father, I thank you for this day. I want to worship you, learn more about you and creation. Just thank you for all here and bless the preaching of your word.
You be seated, and we'll go to number 61 in the same hymnal. Number 61, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Thank you. Well, our great God is faithful to us. He has begun a good work in us. We'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. He is at work in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Well, what an honor it is to have a special speaker with us today. And he'll be coming up here in just a minute. I have a few announcements first to give. First is we did have a special number prepared for today, a quintet, but when it shrunk to a trio, we decided we'd bump it for a couple weeks from now. So that'll be in about 3 weeks, quintet that is now a trio. Rose Canning Fellowship is coming up soon, and I'm told that we could appreciate some additional help in preparing the fellowship, food, and so on after the skating party. It's an unusual time, granted, it's March 18th, it's a Saturday. It's at 8 in the morning, it's one time that we could get, 8 to 10 in the morning. But if there are some people who could help the committee in preparing the food for the fellowship afterwards, we're inviting people from Sioux Falls and from surrounding churches and your friends, your neighbors, so you all can come to the Skate City from 8 to 10 Saturday morning. That's the only time that we could do it where we would have control over the facilities. So just enjoy a different setup this time, 8 in the morning to 10 in the morning. Baptismal service is coming soon, in a few weeks. Please let me or the deacons know if there's somebody yet candidate for baptism. And then sign up for the ladies' retreat. Please meet up front after this service. And Angel will lead the way, right? Angel, answering any questions concerning the ladies' retreat out in the Black Hills coming up in a short time. And I think that's all the announcements I have, so let's have our ushers come forward. We'll have our morning offering. We will be providing an honorarium, for our speaker. And so there will not be a special offering now for him. This will be general offering for the church. There is a box in the back if you would like to give specially to the support of our speaker. Let's have a word of prayer. Daniel, would you lead us?
Our final hymn this morning will go to number 31 in the Gray Hymnal, All Creatures of Our God and King, number 31. Would you stand as we sing one more time before the message?
Now it's our honor to have Ryan Lauer come, share with us this hour, then also at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Thank you, Pastor. It is such an honor and a privilege to be here today. And you guys should be very thankful you have a pastor that's willing to take a stand. That's what America needs, is more pastors like that. Not only is he leading you and feeding you, he's protecting you, because there is some evil out there that we need to be aware of. And again, I'm Brian Lauer from St. Cloud, Minnesota. I've got a ministry called solidifyyourfaith.webs.com. And I gave this talk down in Nebraska. I was invited to give a talk at a creation conference. And I asked them, you know, I had just heard Yuval Harari give his 2018 speech. And it was a pivotal point in my life. Because it made me realize there are evil people out there, and they do want to do evil things. And this is what happens when people reject God in the Bible. So there is no God, so now people are God, and it's very disturbing. And so the creation talk down in, I sent them, I said, should we talk about what powerful evolutionists want to do with humanity? And I sent them a talk that I gave at our local club, and also some of Yuval's clips. And they kicked it around a bit, and they got back to me, and they said, if this was at a church, the answer is no. But since it's a conference center, the answer is yes. Just make sure that you connect the dots on why it's being talked about at a creation conference and what we can do about it. And I said, okay, great. And so off we went. And they interviewed me on the radio, RSR, Real Science Radio. This is a 50,000-watt radio station out in Denver. And you can see this on RSR.org. It's The Great Reset and Hackable Animals, Part 1 and Part 2. And they want me to come out there and speak possibly this September. And I just want to go and help people. I'm trying to get enough people to see what's happening, so hopefully we can stop it from happening. And somebody listened to it and emailed Fred and said that he was binge-watching my stuff on my YouTube channel, so you can check that out. It's on YouTube, Solidify Your Faith. They did censor they censored my COVID talk, so I started a Rumble channel called Solidify Your Faith, so if you want to see what the tyranny is. And again, I'm doing anything I can to get the message out there, so I got a booth at the fair this year. And I do the surveys of the questions of the day. It's like, do you trust the government? You know, I'm trying to point them, ask them questions that point them into the tyranny. And most people don't. Who paid the biggest criminal fine in U.S. history? Who knows what that is? Raise your hand if you know. Okay, nobody. All right. Oh, one. Yeah. Yeah, Walt. Oh, and by the way, raise your hand, Walt and Mary. I got to stay out. Go ahead and look at them. Stand up if you would. I stayed at their place, and they treated me like kings. They really did. They just, like, it was just wonderful. It was so fun talking with them, and that's one of the things I like about what I do, is meeting my brothers and sisters in Christ. And it was such a wonderful time, wonderful place, wonderful breakfast, and so thank you. I really enjoy this. Who paid the biggest criminal fine in U.S. history? Well, that'd be Pfizer. $2.3 billion. And most people didn't know that. Only 13 people out of 240 knew it. So less than 6% of the people know who paid the biggest criminal fine. Well, why is that? It's because Pfizer advertises so much. And the news isn't going to bite the hand that feeds them. So if you ever hear a pharmaceutical commercial, just turn that network off and don't turn it on again. You don't want to know what pharma wants you to know. And again, I go everywhere. I go to the college. Ask them questions. Hey, should people be discriminated against for not taking shots that may kill them? That was the question of the day. And so that opens up some conversation so we can talk about it. And again, I've got a box out there, and I forgot my DVDs. There's supposed to be a DVD for anybody who donated whatever amount. Take the DVD. And if there's a list out there, put your name on it or just put anonymous if you want, and I'll send that many DVDs to Pastor, and you'll have them within a week or two. And so there's three talks on there. The first one is Behind Enemy Lines. And these are more motivational talks, so they really don't go outdated. Behind Enemy Lines, it's the situation, the mission, and the execution. And this was before COVID. It's changed a little bit. But we need to do something. And in there, you're going to see this huge granite monument pointing to God on public land. It's the monument to our forefathers. And you learn about Eisenhower. He was running for president. They asked his competitor, you know, what role will God have in your presidency? And Spiro Agnew said, well, it's a personal thing between me and God. And Eisenhower said, if I'm running this country, I'm going to need God's help. And he prayed before meetings. He's the one who got under God. In the constant, under the Pledge of Allegiance, or on the money, in God we trust, just stood for God, and we should. We need to be bold. We need more leaders. And so let's dive into this. There's an enemy out there, and the Bible tells us to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. A lion wants to devour us. And he's putting things in place to control us even as we speak, and we'll talk about that at 1 o'clock. But did you see the lion? Oh, he's not there. I'm sorry. Yeah, anyhow. Yeah, the lion wants to just destroy us. Just rip us, shred us. But most people don't even realize there's a lion out there. And they're just going along doing what they want to do, and they make one step, one bad step, and Satan's got them. And so the Bible says, you're of your father, the devil. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. So he's a liar. And what's the oldest lie in the book? Anybody know? The oldest lie in history? Ye hath God said. First, they want you to question God's word. Ye shall not surely die. Ye shall be as gods, right? Well, certainly nobody believes that anymore, right? Go into ynharari.com. First thing you see, history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods. Humans become gods. That's what he's saying. And he thinks we can hack people. This is the formula. Biological knowledge times computing power times data equals the ability to hack humans. And it's not my words. Listen to him.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution.
Of evolution, yeah. And Biden, he'll get to this next hour, he signed an executive order where he wants to be able to program cells like they program computers. And so that's what they're pushing on. And listen to this, and just, what's the most alarming thing you hear?
What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are this small elite, disconnected from the real people.
I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over.
That's over. Right. What's the most alarming thing? Anything, anybody pop out? It's pretty much everything. Divine, humans speak having divine powers of creation and destruction. Free will is over. When I heard this last March, or no, it was in April, actually, and then my wife and I were going to be gone on out of town on our anniversary to some creation thing, and that was when our club was meeting. And then I heard this guy talk, and it's like, we got to get this information out there. You know, they're coming for us, and we need to be aware of that. And so I'm going as far as I can, and I'm so thankful for places to allow this to be discussed, because we need to know what's coming, and if we, hopefully, we can slow it down. And where's all this come from? A lot of this is the World Economic Forum. I mean, it's one thing to have crazy ideas like that, and it's another thing to have the most powerful people in the world give you the microphone so you can spew those crazy ideas. And he's an author. He's got 35 million books out there, 65 languages, and he's writing children's books, Brainwashing the Next Generation, Unstoppable Us. So we need to be aware of what's out there and who's behind it.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity
and also certain kinds of possibilities.
ethical, but even legal implications. And we have to be prepared for it, and that's what we want to do in Davos next year.
Ethical and legal things about changing what it means to be human, that genetic editing. And apparently by 2018, they had it all figured out because they weren't talking about whether it was right or wrong. They were talking about who's going to control it. Is it going to be private or public? Who's going to be in charge of this? And they said, well, if you're in a country that doesn't want to play along, you probably go extinct. And this is not a conspiracy. These are their own words, their own websites, government documents. And what the World Economic Forum does, they got 8 predictions by 2030. You'll own nothing and be happy. No, I think they'll own everything and be happy. U.S. won't be a world's leading superpower. They're trying to run America into the ground. And you look around at what we're doing, and it's like, yeah, they got a pretty good, you know, what we're doing is America. It's not for us. And they want to make a global price on carbon, help make fossil fuel history. They say introduced a blackout bill in Minnesota, so by 2040, it'll be illegal to heat your house in Minnesota with fossil fuel. It's like, how is that going to work? It's just a means of control. And again, I mentioned this last time at CO2 or Inconvenient Facts. Everybody's got to read that book because the climate alarmist wants climate credits. You know, they're so afraid about jet fuel destroying the world that they fly their private jets to Davos to talk about how to reduce jet fuel for us. And CO2science.org is really good. You can see how much more food we'd have with more carbon dioxide. And how do they get such a worldwide following? I mean, how does the world seem to be all in lockstep? Because they got the younggloballeaders.org. They have a training camp for them. And you got world leaders like Macron in France. He was losing in the election last spring. Le Pen was winning. And then they stopped counting. And then boom, oh, guess what? Macron won. Kind of like 2020. And they're in the government, Buttigieg, Gabbard. They're in the education all over the place. And you can go in there and check out who these people are in business. You know, Zuckerberg. Soros says that Gates went through it. Canadian government, they supposedly have half of the cabinet went through it. And what does and they all end up saying the same thing. Look, listen to this.
I sense the need for action. I sense the need for a great reason.
This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reason.
History would look at this crisis as the great opportunity for reset.
We have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset.
Great Reset.
What does the Great Reset look like?
You can't just go back to what it was before. We have to build back better.
This moment also gives us a much greater chance to be radical and to do things differently, to build back better, to build back
better. We will build back better from the COVID crisis.
Yeah, to build back better, you got to destroy something. And that's what they're doing. And it could be society, it could be our genome, it could be anything. Build back anything made in the image, destroy anything made in the image of God and build it back in the image of Satan. It would not surprise me. And this is Awaken with JP. Anybody ever seen this guy before, JP? Sometimes you just have to laugh.
Klaus in the World Economic Forum want a worldwide digital ID system that determines your access to goods and services. It would monitor your online behavior, purchases, and biometrics. It kind of seems like he just wants to do away with the whole democratic process and give all the power to the state and whoever runs the state, the deep state. But that's based on both his words and actions, so it's probably an inaccurate observation.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I learned about Yuval, and it's like, whoa. And then the Highwire covered Yuval, too, so those are some good sources. And what does the Bible say? You know, he causes all, both small and great. This is Revelation 16 to 18. And basically, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, that no man might buy or sell, save that he has the mark. So this is going to happen. We have the technology to do it today, but we need to resist. We'll get into that. And they got, yeah, I heard Bill Gates had a patent, 060606, so I searched it, and there it is. WO, like World Order, 2020, like when COVID hit, and 060606, cryptocurrency system using body data activity data. And who is the applicant? It's Microsoft. And what does it do? It'll human body activity associated with a task to a user may be used in a mining process of cryptocurrency system. It's basically you do what they tell you to do, you get paid. And they have the technology to do that. And John 10:10, for the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And this is etched in stone. Anybody know what that used to be? The Georgia Guidestones down in Georgia. I went there. I didn't think anybody would believe me, so I took these pictures personally. And at the very top, there's 8 different sides to these rocks. So in 8 different languages, this is what it says. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. 500 million. There's 7 or 8 billion right now. 500. Somebody wants to depopulate the planet. And the Kissinger Report documents that. That's what they said. We need to reduce population. And it's etched in stone. And the guy who did the guy who did Died Suddenly, the guy who directed that or produced it, he went there with a drone and he went on top of it and he says, man, that looks like a blood stain. He thinks this is an altar. You know, my wife said, you know, they sacrificed babies in the past to Baal, to Satan. She said, they may have never stopped. They just went underground. And then on July 6th last year at 3:03 in the morning, or 4:03:33 in the morning, somebody blew it up. And, yeah, so it's not a good thing. Where is that? Yeah, there it is. Boom, somebody blew it up. And then within 12 hours, they're tipping it over. So what is it? I don't know. You know, when does the government ever act quickly? But within 12 hours, they sure took their time getting to East Palestine. But they had it tipped over. Maybe they're getting rid of a crime scene because somebody shined the light on it. And then the second point is guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. That's what Hitler was trying to do, create the master race. Eugenics never went away. It just changed its name. Went from Annals of Eugenics to later Annals of Human Genetics. The same goal. They're still pushing for that artificial intelligence, the species split. Only the fit will survive. But how will they sell it to us? Well, it'll be for our benefit.
With the help of nanotechnology, routinely practiced in hospitals, we would be able to extend lives by using organic nanobots, tiny robots coursing through the bloodstream, repairing cells from the inside, curing disease, and fixing genetic mutations. Further advancements in biotechnology, such as brain implants, would enable us to upgrade and improve human bodies, both physically and intellectually, thus becoming transhuman.
Transhuman. That's what they want, transhuman, the master race, the superhumans. And it's going to be a benefit. This is, the guy from Google, this chief technological officer, Kurzweil. And
humanity will reach a 0% rate of crime because any thief can be identified by finding his chip, and the police will not even have to use weapons to neutralize them because this can be done at a distance of millions of kilometers by giving the chip a command to send a charge of electricity into the criminal's body. The police can paralyze them and then, without shooting or casualties, place them under arrest.
Yeah, place them under arrest. Well, my question is, who determines what a criminal is? You know, the FBI thinks you're a terrorist. If you disagree with the government, Homeland Security says you're a terrorist. And this is from, yeah. So discord or undermine public trust in U.S. government, U.S. institutions. Instead of making them trustworthy, they make anybody who points it out, you know, they go after them. And Snowden, what did he say? He said that if pointing out a crime, if those who point out a crime are, if pointing out a crime is treated as a crime, you're being ruled by criminals. And that's what's happening. Now they got disinformation, misinformation. Now there's malinformation, according to the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. Malinformation is based on fact, but it's used out of context. So you could be saying something that's true, but if you're not saying it the way they want you to say it, they can come after you. And who's happy that the IRS is going to have 87,000 more IRS agents in the next 10 years? 87,000. And that's going to double their size right now, and it's going to be larger than the Pentagon, State Department, FBI, and Border Patrol combined. Why would you do that, need that? IRS has 4,500 guns and 5 million rounds. Why would you need that? Maybe are they going to try and come and take our gold? I don't know. That's what they did in the Great Depression. It was illegal to have gold. You were supposed to turn it in. I don't know. Why? I'm just asking questions. My question is, do they take an oath to defend the Constitution, or are they just a bunch of government goons? And that's one thing we're really lacking. And when I see somebody in service, I used to say thanks for serving, you know? But now I'm saying thank you for defending the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. They need to know that. That's why they're there. They're not to just be a yes man and take away our rights. And speaking of which, does anybody know what's in the First Amendment? See, government schools are really good at teaching the government's in charge, and they aren't really good at telling you what's going to limit them. Anybody want to take a shot at the First Amendment? Okay. Go ahead, sir. Yep. There's three more. Do you know it there? Okay. Yep. Freedom. And there's to assemble peacefully. Speech, religion, press, to assemble peacefully, and then to petition the government for grievances. And I'm asking everybody, like servicemen, politicians, whoever takes that oath, I'm asking them this question. Because if they can't define the Constitution, how can they defend it? We have freedoms, and they need to know we have those freedoms. But thank you, sir. I've been doing this for about a year, and there's only been one person that could do it. And I couldn't do it before. I needed to do it at St. Cloud State when somebody complained that I was saying, you know, security comes up to me and says, we got a report that you're saying something that people don't like. And so we had a discussion of, you know. And so then the next day the question was, what's in the First Amendment? So then the students would know. But our government schools aren't going to they don't tell us what limits them. So we have to know, we have to educate ourselves and educate others. And I printed this out at the fair one time and gave it to the Marines after doing chin-ups. And in the preamble to the First Amendment, it says, it's for the purpose is so the government doesn't abuse its power. And so, yeah, we need to point that out as much as we can. And the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. We didn't evolve. We were created. They are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And people pretty much know that, but it goes on. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. They only get power because we consent. So we have to stop consenting when they start abusing our rights. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute a new government. And the next time they try and quarantine or whatever they try and do, take away our rights, I think we need mass noncompliance, peaceful noncompliance. They're our servant. We aren't their slave, is how the Constitution is written. And the Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And the best people is ICANN. You know, sign up. I encourage people, watch thehighwire.com. Thehighwire.com comes out every Thursday, and they have a legal arm that sues the government so we can get information. And one of the things was, I had this at the fair. How many years did the FDA want to release Pfizer's safety data? Let's do a poll. Who thinks they wanted half a year? Who thinks they wanted a year? Who thinks they wanted 5 years? Who thinks they wanted 75 years? Oh, look at you guys, are about a fourth of you. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, they wanted 75 years. Started out at 55, then 75. And then, thank God, they didn't want it to come out till 2096. You know, have it all completely out there. And nothing says trust the science like just wait till you're dead and we'll give you the information you want. And the judge, thank God for this judge, he said, no, you got 8 months, get it out there. And they interviewed me at the fair, and we talked about it. And this is one of the documents, dated April 30th of 2021. It says that the Pfizer onboarded approximately blank additional full-time employees. More are joining each month with an expected total of more than blank additional resources. And above that, it talks about the increased number of adverse events. Did anybody hear about the increased number of adverse events? Does anybody know what's behind door number one and door number two? Okay, if you don't know, you need another source of information because this is an important data point in making the decision. So they by April of 2021, they added 600 full-time employees. That's going to be a big budget. And then in 2 months, it's going to triple to 1,800 full-time employees to handle the adverse events. So that's what's happening behind closed doors on April 30th. But 10 days later, they come out with a press release. This is the FDA's press release. FDA authorizes BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in adolescents. 10 days later. Of course, they didn't want this. No wonder they didn't want it to come out for 75 years. So behind closed doors, it's a shipwreck. But publicly, hey, nothing to worry about. And this is what it says. Parents and guardians can rest assured that the agency undertook a rigorous and thorough review of all available data, as we have with all of our COVID-19 emergency use authorizations. It's like, what? That's how it is for all of them? There's a train wreck behind all of those? And the CDC can't produce records supporting that COVID-19 vaccines do not cause variants. But some are certain they don't. So they sued them. You know, they said, we'd like to have your documents that support that. And all our documents, they wanted all the documents that support that COVID-19 vaccines don't create variants. And they got a letter back. A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. So they're just making it up. Same thing about genetic manipulation. On the website, CDC's website, it says that the vaccines do not affect or interact with our DNA in any way. And so they said, could we have the documents that supports that? And they got this letter back. A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. And I learned this just this last week. You know, I gave a talk on Thursday, and then I listened to The Highwire on Friday instead of Thursday, and this was in it. And so I'm updating the talk. CDC and NIH are unable to provide a single study to support the safety of injecting aluminum adjuvants despite its widespread use in childhood vaccines. So they said, hey, CDC, can you show us the documents that prove that it's safe to inject people with aluminum? A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. And then they kind of kicked the can to the FDA or the HHS, and they said the same thing. They searched their files, and no records responsive to your request were located. So how do we know that aluminum in the vaccine is safe? We don't. We don't. And what shots are they? Aluminum's in the pneumococcal vaccine, the diphtheria, the DTaP. It's in the Hib, the Hep A, Hep B, Hep A and Hep B, the TTaP, the human papillomavirus, HPV, the JE, the I can't pronounce it, but the DT and the DTaP. There's aluminum in there. And they don't have any, and this is just the tip. They're going to keep chipping away until finally they can say, we're going to make you liable for any injuries. Because if you get injured by a vaccine, you can't sue them. And they ask me, are you going to take a shot? And it's like, I won't even consider it until I can sue them if they hurt me. And until then, I won't even consider it. And people say, well, they're so safe and effective. Well, then let us sue them then. There shouldn't be anybody suing them, right, if they're so safe and effective. But this is the childhood schedule. And they approved the COVID one, the emergency use COVID one for children. And Dale Bigtree on The Highwire said, this is the day the CDC and the FDA lost all credibility. And people are pushing back, not only at the COVID, but also all the other ones. Because in Iowa, it used to be like 60-some percent they approved of the vaccines to have kids go to school. And now it's down to 30-some. So it really blew up in their face. And we just got to keep the ball rolling. And the U.S. has the highest first-day infant mortality out of the industrialized world. Well, they give them a shot that first day. Don't they give them vitamin D and some hepatitis one? American babies are less likely to survive their first year than babies in other rich countries. But is the media talking about this? Not if pharma's paying the bills. And so I do my own, my neighborhood education. The CDC and NIH do not have any safety studies that prove aluminum in vaccine is safe. And then I push them to The Highwire, episode 309. And I took them down for a while, and my neighbor said, hey, where are those signs? I like getting informed. So I started putting them back up again. And some people think I'm a nut. But if things fall apart, I want to say I tried everything. I don't want any regrets. I did whatever I could to wake people up. And if they didn't wake up, it was their choice. And it's like last night I put on my Bible player to go to bed, and it just happened to be Ezekiel 33. It's about the guy, the watchman, who sees if you see the sword coming and you don't warn them, well, now that's on you. You're responsible. But if you do warn them, well, now it's on them. They chose not to heed the warning. So what I'm trying to do is warn as many people as I can. There's evil out there. And this is Dr. Edwards, and she's one of the big hitters. She wrote the vaccine book along with Plotkin, which is almost a $400 book. And listen to her. She's being deposed. And she's... Yes. She didn't want to say it. But that autism vaccine issue, it's not tested. It was never set up to find that. And so there's a video called Vaxxed, that it's a CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, blew the whistle. And you'll have to watch that video. You can see it on the High Wire. It's just search the movie that started a movement, or it's on Rumble. And I buy DVDs of that. And when we're invited to a baby shower, we give it to them. It's like, do what you want, but know what you do. And make sure you know what's in that vaccine. Because my wife, we gave our kids vaccines up until like sixth grade or something. And she asked them, what's in it? And they won't tell her. And so that's a big red flag. And so they've been cooking the books long before the COVID. Okay, so understand that. And now with COVID, there's a sudden adult death syndrome. Have you heard of that? People are dying suddenly. And this is Steve Kirsch. He's really rich. And he wants the data from Israel. And they say, we don't have the budget to get out that data. He said, I'll pay for it. And they won't release it. But who wants to be a millionaire? You know, I'll bet anyone $1 million that the CDC is lying to everyone about the number of deaths. He'll have a $1 million research grant if you can think that the Matthew McCraw made a math error that would change the results. And then he's saying that a $1 million research grant if you can prove that the vaccines have not killed over 150 million people. And he goes on and on. $2 million if you can show the NIH made the right decision about fluvoxamine and ivermectin. So there's money on the table. He'll pay people to sit down on camera with them, millions of dollars, and they won't do it. But what is the thing with COVID? Become extinct. I'm sorry, that wasn't the COVID thing. He's got another clip that says COVID is critical to make people take the surveillance. But what he's talking about there, that's the goal. Bodies and brains, that's the next commodity. It used to be land. For thousands of years, it was land. That was the main commodity. That's where you got the power. Then for hundreds of years, it was the machines, the process, the means of production. That's how you got rich. You used to have the kings and the serfs and the workers, the rich people and the workers. And now he's saying there's going to be a species split. The humans and the subhumans. This is where that evolutionary mindset goes. And the Bible says, why do the heathen rage at the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. And we're seeing that. Against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. And he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. They think they're going to do it, but they're not going to be able to do it. And this is close.
No, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. This was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
So that's what they want to do. Sorry about flipping those two videos, but that's what they want, the surveillance. They want to know everything about us. Well, it's none of your business. I didn't agree to that. This isn't the moment we agreed. No, this is the moment that they've tipped their hand. We see what they wanted to do. In 2020, they tipped their hand. They wanted the vaccine passport. They wanted people tracking us down. They wanted to quarantine us. That's what they wanted, and thank God they didn't get it. But they're still trying to put it in place, and we'll talk about that next hour. And understand every mandate's one step closer to tyranny. So that's where we need to stop. That's how Nazi Germany got to where it was. It was just incremental steps. Well, you didn't stand up before, you won't stand up now, and pretty soon you're right there with the Holocaust. And I was at the Capitol protesting one time, and a guy had this shirt. I'm not hesitant, it's a hard no. No government tracking, no forced vaccines, no coerced testing, no mask mandates, no digital currency, no social credit scores, no carbon credits. We have to draw the line. That's what they're putting in place. And I haven't heard anybody really talk about the Noahide laws. Has anybody heard of the Noahide laws? It's been a policy that it was signed back in, I think George Bush the first signed it. And this is the joint resolution, whereas Congress recognizes the historical tradition of ethical values and principles which are the basis of civilized society and upon which our great nation was founded. And it was the seven Noahide laws. What are they talking about? And it's based on the Lubavitch movement. And it was signed in 1991 by Bush, signed by the President of the United States. So this is just the resolution phase. This is kind of like what the reducing carbon dioxide was back in the 80s. I remember hearing, reading about those resolutions to reduce carbon by 2030 or whatever. It's like, well, who cares? But this is the resolution for these Noahide laws. So I went into the Jewish library thing. What's the deal with these Noahide laws? And it was, do not deny God, do not blaspheme God, do not murder, do not engage in incestuous, adulterous, or homosexual relations, do not steal, do not eat of a live animal. And seven, establish court legal system to ensure law obedience. Okay, so you better obey that or what? Or else, or what? What does it say? And also, which God? You know, do not blaspheme. You know, if this is Jewish, are they going to think Jesus is God? That could be blasphemy. You know, must disregard false gods. And what's the Talmud? And the Talmud stipulates that a non-Jew who violated the Noahide laws was liable to capital punishment. So they could kill you. This is what's in their text there. And they'll say, well, that's not to be taken literally. Well, but it's there. And what's happening here, the United Nations loves the Noahide laws. And they've got the United Nations with seven Noahide laws. Diplomats, delegates, and emissaries gather at the UN headquarters for One People, One World Conference. Seven Noahide laws must play a key role in international efforts to world peace. Yeah. The Institute of Noahide Code is a UN-accredited NGO dedicated to spreading awareness of the seven Noahide laws, which all people of the world are obligated to follow. Yeah, that could get a one world religion. Yeah, you don't follow it, well, you're not here anymore. Okay, and then this one too, this is kind of out on the limb a little bit, but this is what's in the court system. This is in Florida, where if you're an educator, you can't talk about anything bad about Jews. And it talks specifically, the myth about a world Jewish conspiracy or of Jews controlling the media, economy, government, or other societal institutions. The myth. Well, there was a myth about a laptop that wasn't Hunter's that turned out to be Hunter's. There was a myth about the lab leak from Wuhan that turned out to be accurate. What if there is something like this that's true and you can't criticize it? And there's that verse in the Bible, I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, that thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them that say they are Jews but are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So apparently there were or are or could be people that say they're Jews but aren't. See, I've got nothing against the Jewish people. But if there are people that are trying to control us, and Kissinger, he said, if you want to control the food, you control the people. Control the energy, you control the country. Control the money, you control the world. And when you look at the COVID thing and what they're trying to set up with the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and they're trying to control the world, so I'm going to look at who's controlling the money. I don't know what religion they are, but who's controlling the money? That's what I want to see. Okay, and this says, these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. It's basically we need to do something. And I like what the High Wire did. They organized a big rally out in Washington, D.C. They went out to California, and California had 10 tyrannical bills that were just going to take away people's rights. And because of that rally, they got pulled or they got shelved, but one of them got through. The one that signed into law is a doctor cannot say misinformation. So a doctor could not talk about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin during COVID. The doctor is now a mouthpiece for the state. He can't treat this patient. It violates the patient, doctor-patient privilege. And then, so what do? We need to get healthy. We need to get healthy and stay healthy. We don't want to put our health in someone else's hands. And I encourage people to use your body every day. Your legs, your back, your stomach, your arms, work them out. We're not designed to sit around. Jerry Bergman, he had a bad back, and the doctor said, walk more, and walking helped. Because he said, we're designed to move. And when I'm doing that, I'm learning stuff like Maria Z or The High Wire, listening to doctor. There's Peter McCullough, super nice guy. Met him up in Alexandria. And he's the world's probably most prestigious doctor when it comes to heart and kidney. Nobody's published more than him. And he's saving people with ivermectin. He's testifying in front of Ron Johnson's committees. And then he's saving people. Does he get rewarded, an award or anything like that? No, he gets fired. And then Baylor sues him when they lost that lawsuit. Baylor lost, thank God. But the dirty little secret of that whole COVID thing was if ivermectin works or hydroxychloroquine works, then there's no emergency. No emergency, no emergency use authorization, and that whole vaccine schedule comes crashing down. And instead of letting it crash and burn, they fire him. So that's what's happening. And who was that? Jimmy Dore. He got injured by the vaccine, and the doctor prescribed ivermectin. And he said, no, that's horse dewormer. It says, no, it's won a Nobel Prize. It's FDA approved. The media's just been slamming it because of what I just said there. And so we need all the information if we want to make an informed decision. And I like, there's some good stuff on YouTube. CyberFit, that chair workout. My wife had a bad foot, but she needs to exercise. So there's chair workouts you can do. Z-Stack, I don't leave home without it. If I'm out traveling, I can't get sick. My wife, she lost her sense of smell and taste, and she took some Z-Stack, and she was fine. It's vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. And now I've heard that, now he says that green tea is even better. It's got ECGC in it or something like that, better than the quercetin. So this is the only time in history you got diagnosed with a disease and they didn't treat you. They just said, go home and wait for your lips to turn blue and come back and we'll make $39,000 putting you on a ventilator. And so that's what was happening back then. Ryan Cole, I don't agree with everything he says, but he got healthy by using vitamin D and he used zinc. And let's see, selenium. Then he also avoids sugar and white flour. That's something I've decided. I'm not eating sugar anymore. You know, that's hard on your pancreas. I saw it turn my mom into a diabetic. It also feeds cancer. I saw my dad die of cancer. I don't want to make it harder on my body than it needs to be so I can last longer for God's service. And there's some protocol that kills at the hospital. And so you should learn about that. And then we basically think the answer is to share good information. And that's what I do at the college all the time. You know, it's like they don't know about Pfizer. Well, and they fund a lot of news sources. I mean, we need to have good information if we want to make a good decision. So we need to find a source of information that's not funded by pharma. And then I point them to the High Wire. And there's some sources for you, thehighwire.com. I haven't missed a show in 3 years. And they've been dead on every time. You know, I don't agree with everything. Sometimes they get off on the spiritual stuff, but, you know, eat the meat, spit out the bones, and they've been right time and time and time again. And they go, and the government has to eat crow every time, and they'll show the videos and rub it in their face. And then The Real Anthony Fauci, that's a really good book. It's like reading a history book that you live through. Chapter 1, just read chapter 1. You'll understand what happened to ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You'll see how remdesivir is a failed Ebola drug that kills 91 out of 174 people in the trial. They had to stop it. And so read chapter 1 so you know that there are treatments. And then the last chapter where it talks, he documents how this whole lockdown was planned. It was practiced. You had event 201. You had a whole bunch of other ones too. This was a worldwide lockdown. And so we just need to be aware that there's powerful people out there and they want to control us. Okay, and finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest. Is our media honest? Are they true? Is our government honest? Are they true? We just showed you some blatant lies. Okay, so we need good information. And that, again, was Bobby Kennedy. And if you want to see more of this stuff, I've got a Rumble channel called Education Not Indoctrination where you can see more of what I've done. And then we need to pray and be brave. If we die, we go to heaven if you put your faith in Christ. If you haven't, there's something to think about. And for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against rulers in the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I've been praying that God would remove spiritual wickedness in high places, that evildoers would be brought to justice, and that he would have mercy on America. Because why wouldn't God judge America? What are we doing to honor him? Where do we honor him? You know, everybody looks at after a shooting or something, why God let this happen? Well, you kick God out of the school in 1962. What's he supposed to do? And then the global walkout. There are simple things you can do. You can go into globalwalkout.com. You know, use cash. Keep the money in the community. Just imagine how much money those credit cards are getting, 2% of every purchase. Use cash. And so yesterday I filled up down at the corner there. I paid cash for the first time for gas, and I can't even remember. And so I'm going to try and, you know, use cash because it also resists the digital currency, which is coming next time. Okay, let's wrap this up pretty close. These things I have spoken unto you that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. So we can have peace. There's going to be tribulation, but we can have peace in the storm. And nobody knows that better than Corrie ten Boom. She said, if you look at the world, you're going to be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest. So let's focus on Christ. The main thing we need to do is share the gospel because that's the only thing that really matters. You know, and we want to stand up to our freedom, get educated so we can keep our freedom to share the gospel. And this is a quote from Vera Shrov. She's a Holocaust survivor. And let's take heed. Pretty sobering. We have to resist. United nonviolent resistance. We have to. And we have to stand together. We can't let the nurses and the military get kicked, you know, one at a time, pick us apart. We need to stand together. And so I just encourage that, you know, everybody can do something. You know, what are you good at? We can all pray for wisdom, pray for guidance. You know, if you want to, you know, get up, equipped to get a step up to the microphone, if you want to help pay the bills, whatever. Everybody can do something. We need everybody on board pushing the same way. And we don't need to support their industries. Let's keep the Christian money in the Christian community. They got everybody else to support their industries. You know, like Hollywood. Just think if the Christians stopped supporting Hollywood. maybe we'd get some better movies. But no, you know, let's support people, godly ministries, and don't vote for the enemy with your time or your money. And they interviewed me, and then there's the Pfizer thing, and I'm going to St. Cloud State trying to get people to see this. And it opens up some pretty good conversations. And I promote the Vax thing. That's episode 259. But I'm excited because the tyrants didn't win. They didn't get what they wanted. They're on their heels. We got to push them over. Okay? A new variant called Freedom is spreading around the world. I hope you catch it. And people are waking up. This is an exciting time to be alive. It really is. And if you've accepted the gospel, hey, we got nothing to worry about. What's the worst thing that can happen? We die and go to heaven, right? And then, Pastor, I'll let you give him the most important message, because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And so the main thing is, have you received that eternal life, that free gift?
And Josh, you can be coming forward. We'll sing in just a moment. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we know that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We believe that there is one God, and He has sent His own Son to die in our place. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We pray, Lord, that Thy Holy Spirit will guide through the Word of God each soul here to look upon the Lord, to comprehend His substitutionary death, to believe on Christ for the saving of their soul. And we pray, Lord, the Bible says, Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee. And we pray that that would be what characterizes our response to all the various disturbing vicissitudes in life today. Guide us, please, as we sing this final hymn, consider its words carefully. And as we have our lunch and as we go in the afternoon service, we pray that we would know, the Bible says that in thy book they were written, all the days that were ordained for us when there was not yet one of them. We pray that we would walk within thy perfect will and accomplish all in advancing of the kingdom of God, as is thy will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Number 294 in the Gray Hymnal will be our closing hymn, A Charge to Keep I Have. 294, would you stand as we close with that?
Thank you.